16 players are about to compete in a game of survival for a potential $1 million prize.
What I imagine is like an adult Hunger Games.
Outlast is a survival show where contestants are dropped into the Alaskan wilderness to compete for a cash prize. It's only had one season so far, filmed on Chichagof Island, and the competition is cutthroat. Acts of sabotage are commonplace between contestants, including, infamously, setting rival campsites on fire.
I'm burning it all down.
The U.S. Forest Service authorized Netflix and the BBC to shoot the second season of Outlast in Little Duncan Bay, a popular fishing, hunting, and recreation area about 20 miles southeast of Petersburg. The show will bring in about 60 people to live and work on location through mid-November. But as the cast gets eliminated, crew numbers will decrease proportionally. Ray Bourne is Petersburg's district ranger. He says a few charter pilots, boat captains, caterers, and borough officials told him that this would be an economic boon for Petersburg.
Again, they're bringing in about $1 million into the community for this project. So there's economic value that way. And part of our mission in the forest is to help take care of the community.
In fact, one borough assembly member already has a contract to transport the film crew, Scott Newman. But not everybody in the community is happy. Least of all, subsistence users.
Seems misguided. There's going to be some grumpy people over this.
Lee Gilpin is a subsistence hunter and was speaking from the exact location Outlast is set to take place. He was out hunting moose in late September and saw the film crew staking out the coast. He says he's not thrilled about them setting up shop right in the middle of the Sitka blacktail season. He says it's a high-traffic hunting spot, especially for local kids.
My daughter grew up hunting in this area. Every deer she's ever killed has been inside the area that's being discussed here. She's not the only one. There's a lot of kids in Petersburg that this is where they get to go deer hunting for the first time because the access is very easy.
You see, the federal government usually prioritizes the interests of subsistence users over commercial in rural areas. But not in this case. In its decision memo, the Forest Service said the filming will affect access to subsistence resources within the proposed area. But the scale of the impact on subsistence is not significant within the overall traditional use area. Bob Lynn sits on the Petersburg Borough Assembly, and his house overlooks Little Duncan. For weeks, he's watched the film crew's charter boats and planes come and go from the area. At an assembly meeting in late September, he said he was concerned for local hunters and for the safety of the contestants.
I could see a conflict really quick here where somebody gets shot that not intentionally, but could happen. I think you might want to take a look at some different time of year. I think we're asking for some problems we don't need.
Brett Uppenkamp oversees special use permits for the Petersburg Ranger District. He says the Outlast crew has to follow a long list of rules to use the area.
Essentially, like, if they can cut trees down or if they can have fires, how they're going to dispose of human waste. And for wildlife interactions, like, they need to ensure they're not overly harassing wildlife.
Uppenkamp says those federal stipulations amount to basic leave-no-trace principles. But there's not that much on the list that specifically pertains to safety. The Forest Service opened up a week-long comment period to gather feedback on the permit. About 50 people responded. Feedback was fairly mixed. In favor, against, and just confused. Subsistence users weren't the only ones taking issue with the project. One commenter noted that the area is sacred to indigenous people. Uppenkamp says the district is looking into this claim, but he and Ranger Bourne believe the filming activities won't compromise the physical integrity of the site. Altogether, Bourne says it was a tough call to make, but the land doesn't just belong to Petersburg locals.
This is a relatively high-use area. A lot of people do go through there, but again, it's not a closed area. Forest Service land belongs to all the American people, so everybody has a right to do that, to be in there.
Gilpin says it all feels a little exploitative, and that even if the Outlast crew leaves no trace on the land, they'll leave behind a lost season.
if you're growing up in Petersburg and you had one season of your deer hunting that you couldn't get to during high school, it's a quarter of your easy access hunting area gone. You know, a quarter of the time you can hunt there has been put away so somebody could make a few dollars.
And it's not the first go-around Petersburg residents have had with reality TV shows in their backyard. In recent years, some have opposed the Discovery series Alaskan Bush People, which they say casts the region in a negative light. The Outlast cast and crew will film around Little Duncan until mid-November. By that time, one determined contestant will have won their $1 million prize, but some locals will have missed their chance to get a prize buck. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.